another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, you've got to stay hungry in your fight against the New World Order, because our freedoms, our liberties, our way of life, our children's future are at stake. For 2 years, I've been reading the legislation on air for the different drafts that they have planned. There's two versions of the National Compulsory Service Act, National Service Act. One of them's 18 to 49. You'll serve as a domestic slave of the government. They'll give you all the vaccines, you name it. Now, Senator Chuck Hagel, who owns the voting machine company that people vote for him on, is out saying this will make us all learn how to respect our government, how to serve, you know, how to really understand what our government faces. We have to be the slaves. He actually says that in here. And they're moving forward. When they blow up a city or dirty bomb something or nuke something, when the globalists do, they're gonna ram this down your throat, some overnight vote. Start telling you to form up in nice little columns, your boys, your girls, by your daddy, your mommy. And I'm of draft age in some of these bills. So you need to think about this. Drafted to go off and fight an undeclared merc war for the New World Order and a designed quagmire. We'll get into that more. A bunch of 9/11 news, you name it. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Gary in Tennessee, then Kirk, Chris, Larry, and Tim. Gary, go ahead. Okay, go ahead and put him on hold. He's got his radio up. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, Gary. Let's go ahead and talk to Kirk in Colorado. Kirk, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor, and I just wanted to tell you what I like most about your show. I mean, your conclusions are based on documented facts, and your conclusions are consistent and they're correct. And I've been listening to you for years, and even though it's hard to believe, it's like that, you know, equals MC squared thing where, you know, two nickels, that amount of mass is what destroyed Hiroshima. It's hard to believe, but, you know, the fact is, that, you know, that's correct. And, you know, I'm retired military, and I realize what happened. Lincoln started all this nonsense in the Civil War, and I figured it out when I went to the museums there, because the first thing he did when he moved into these different, occupied these different areas, was he made their money worthless, and he replaced it with this government money that basically, you know, now they can control you. Those people had to, you know, come to the government to get their money. And, you know, and I believe that's really the big impetus behind this draft and taking the chips, is because they don't want to pay you in money, because that's not easily controlled. They want to pay you in computer blips. And by doing, it's just like when I was...
That's what the cashless society is about. And then if you're not a good globalist, instead of a no-fly list for the pro-gun group or the land rights group or the liberal group, suddenly there's a no-buy list. And they're saying they're going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
absolutely.
You buy is going to be tracked. It's all going in.
Well, I had a business one time where I installed satellite equipment, and they claimed I owed some money that I didn't. And I guarantee you they'll use that Social Security number to shut you down where you can't sell your house. You know, you get
they already have
it where
you don't have paid tickets. In some areas, they'll turn off your power now, or you go in to renew your driver's license, and there's an old thing, and they arrest you right there on the spot. I mean, this is the new system.
Yeah, it's coming. And the thing that really... cracks me up is people will talk to you and you like say, okay, these are conclusions I've drawn, and like a week later they come back and want to know if you changed your mind. I'm like, well, what facts have changed? Why would I change my mind? But I got to tell you, I laughed for 15 minutes when you called him a red diaper doper baby. I mean, that is so funny. I mean, if that doesn't fit him, I don't know what does.
Well, and that means a baby who's a communist, adults who act like babies who smoke a lot of dope.
Exactly. I mean, Clinton is still burning the American flag, and people don't realize that, but he's still doing the same thing.
Well, my point is, Savage, if you really listen to him, putting people in re-education centers is what the socialist always wanted. He was a top beatnik, and he learned how to destroy America as posing as a conservative.
I listened to him a while back, but his logic is so broken up and changes, and he's not consistent.
Bush is fighting the New World Order. We must get behind him.
Oh, yeah, he's fighting it all right, fighting to bring it online. All right, well, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, if you'll listen to this show for a few years, you'll find out we know what we're talking about. We don't just make predictions here. We know what we're talking about.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit ARCinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, we're here live. I hope you have the courage to face the facts of what's happening to our society. Every time we warn you of a globalist operation that's public, they just deny it out of hand until they're ready to announce it to the general public. There hasn't been rumors of a draft. You've had congressmen on the show to tell you that they're trying to pass it in every session of Congress for the last 2 years. There are 12 separate pieces of legislation. Now, Senator Hagel says that there's not an American that doesn't understand what we are engaged in today and what the prospects are for the future, said Chuck Hagel, told a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing. Why shouldn't we ask all our citizens to bear some responsibility and pay some price? Hagel said, arguing that restoring compulsory military service would force our citizens to understand the intensity and depth of the challenges we face. And the fake liberal, of course, wrangles for that, too. The Nebraska Republican added that a draft, which ended in the 70s, would spread the burden of military service in Iraq more equitably. Oh, it's equitable. Among various social strata. Those who are serving today are dying today and are the middle class and lower middle class, he observed. The call to consider imposing a draft comes just days after the Pentagon moved to extend the missions of some 20,000 to 135,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Fine.
First off, I got to say that animation you got posted on InfoWars.com is just great. It's priceless.
I hope everybody will go get it, and I hope everybody will make it one of the biggest things on the web because it needs to be seen.
Well, the initial reason that I called, I've been sitting in the New World Order chat room on FNET. We've been talking about this draft stuff, and I wanted to get your opinion exactly. How do you think they're going to close down the borders to keep us all in the U.S.?
Well, they don't have to. They've made deals with Canada and others that have, that they will not allow us to go there.
So where are we going to be safe?
Nowhere. But look, they'll be glad if you don't submit to them because then they can put you in a Wackenhut private prison and get you to be an outright slave.
Or one of those great FEMA camps.
That's the biggest industry in America isn't computers or manufacturing. The biggest industry is now prisons. And they say it's only going to get bigger. They say official government documents that if there's 7 million in the system now, it's going to be 30 million by the end of the decade. So that's the new America, and we're just going to be owned by these people, and they're going to use terror as the excuse of why they're going to totally enslave us when they are the terrorists. But don't worry, your mommy and daddy are going to be drafted. 18 to 49 is the bill that looks like it'll pass, and you know how they're going to get it passed. They're going to let us complain about it and blow something up and say, see, you criticized the Patriot Act. You allowed the terrorist attack. See, you weren't for the draft. We're passing it all. We're arresting those that criticize us.
So is there any peaceful way to fight this stuff?
Yeah. We must point out who the terrorists are, who protected Al-Qaeda, who warned public officials not to fly to New York. We must point out who's behind all this and expose these creatures.
Well, I thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate it. And again, folks, you need to go to Infowars.com. We'll get it linked on PrisonPlanet.com as well, but it just went up about 45 minutes ago. Or about 30 minutes ago, actually, this incredible animation. just wait till you see it. And please tell everybody about it, because this is something that'll tell them. They say a picture tells 1,000 words. This tells 100,000. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry. And Larry, where are you calling us from?
Denver, Colorado.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I was just curious. How come no one is mentioning Prince Charles in this New World Order?
Well, he is part of some of the global bodies, the World Federalist Society. He agrees with his father, Prince Philip, who wants to kill 80% of us with biological weapons. He writes about that in his own book, If I Was an Animal, and also in a German newspaper interview in 1987. And he runs around promoting the UN. And in Brazil, in the capital city, they have a giant statue of him as an angel, a god, and they worship him, and he is at the heart of the New World Order.
Have you heard of the book Antichrist and a Cup of Tea?
Yeah, I don't get into who the Antichrist is, and I don't believe Prince Charles is the Antichrist.
Oh, okay.
I just deal with the Associated Press saying there's a move to make all police take an implantable microchip in their hand and to make gun owners do it. And, of course, I reported that years ago, but and now here it is, mainstream news. And just a few weeks before this broke in the news, we had one of the Applied Digital Solutions providers on going, oh, yes, the CEO told me it's going to be a global chip we all have to have, and you'll have it to buy and sell, and the Italian government's about to make all their people take it, and the police are going to be taking it, and I think all gun owners should have it.
Yeah, because...
So we're calmly talking about making everybody take a chip.
Because curious to find out that Prince Charles has a microchip, and so does his sons.
That is true. That broke last year in the Sydney Morning Herald because it said that the Prince Charles had already been implanted, and his son visiting, spending this last summer there in Australia. He's actually going to spend a year, but he started off this summer. He was implanted, yes.
And then
again, it becomes a status symbol. Oh, see, they get the chip.
And I heard that Princess Diana refused it, and she was dead a couple weeks later.
Well, she was killed because she was pregnant by a Arab shopping mall magnate. And she was pregnant, and that was confirmed, and they told her, have an abortion. She said no, and then they killed her. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead, and that's all confirmed, a giant Princess Diana obsession, all mainstream news, they murdered her. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I just want to tell you, over the weekend, I stopped off at a, I think it's a national chain, I'm not going to mention, the name for some, is it, it's camping products. I needed some wood chips for the smoker. And I get up to the checkout line, and the woman wanted my name, address, and zip code. And I told her, I said, look, lady, I'm buying wood chips, not anthrax, and I'm paying with cash. She asked me three more times. She was so programmed, it was chilling. And
sir, I've been at the shopping mall with my wife. I've been, you name it. They will be, first it was zip code, now it's phone number. They'll start demanding it. They're doing it at Walmart. They passed a law in Oklahoma. If you're buying different cold medicines, you have to do it. Now, you know, people who want cigarettes, beer, they swipe your ID card. This is all part of getting into the system, and they admit, federal plan, official plan, new national sales tax pushed by fake conservatives. They're going to keep the income tax, too. They're going to claim it's an alternative, but they're going to keep both and jack both up, and then you're going to have to swipe your card every time you buy because it's, they're going to go, well, the sales tax has to be equitable, so if you make under $15,000, $20,000 a year, they're debating the numbers, you don't pay any sales tax. Oh, it's so fair, but you've got to swipe your card to make sure. Then they get the data of what you buy and what you do. It brings federal control into all businesses. This is the official plan. We're about a year and a half out from total implementation. Then they put in the self-service checkout lanes. Then once they get all the checkout people out of there, they train you on some of the lanes. They pull out the service lanes. Then they're putting thumb scanners in. This is the total control grid.
Is this a point where we can all work together and resist on a level to where maybe we can help put this to an end?
Let me give you more prime data on that projection point you just requested. 3 years ago, there was an article in the Denver Post that in the county where Denver resides, the police went around to all businesses and said, if anyone pays with check or credit card, we demand that you take an ink print or buy these inkless scanners. The businesses laughed at them and refused. They did not refuse in Arlington, Texas. I have the Fort Worth Star-Telegram article. That these are still posted in the archives where the police went around and said, you must start inkless scanning. Some of them refused. Most of them put it in. This is how they're doing it. So you say, is this where we got to fight? Yes, it is. You've got to fight the national sales tax when they have a, quote, fake conservative revolution and go, oh, we got to get rid of the income tax. And they'll say, well, we got to keep the Social Security tax. Then they'll ratchet that up and give you the national sales tax. Then they'll force you to, and they're going to have seminars. The police are already having it in Denver and Arlington, Texas. Arlington's by Dallas, where the Cowboys play. They're already having seminars that terrorists talk like this, that weird extremists talk like this. And then I have video in my film of a woman with a pocket constitution in her car. They go ahead and arrest her because they've been told that's a terrorist document. You know, people give police a video, they get arrested.
This is the
new mindset. So when you go into the beast system, it's like America with a K. When you go into the cashier and you go, I don't want a thumb scan, they're automatically hitting a silent alarm under the counter because they've been told this is a terror word. And then the police pull up and question you. And then after more terror attacks, they're going to have secret so-called Christian terror groups that are against the microchip and the scanning to buy and sell. The government's going to release biologicals, kill people, blame it on the Christian evil underground. They're going to have Christian leaders call for our arrest, saying that the Christians that are against all this are the terrorists, but it'll really be the government blowing stuff up. That's about 5 years out. They'll start arresting Christians en masse, raiding all churches that are underground, and then the fun really starts.
Have you seen the new Xbox commercial on TV?
No, I haven't.
They're using a, it's for a Tom Clancy game.
I've seen it. Freedom isn't free, and you got to go around and assassinate everybody.
Well, yeah, the soundtrack is traditional Nazi-type propaganda with the children's voices saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And on the line where they say justice for all, they show one of these mercs blowing somebody away on the very line. And justice...
There have been games for five years where you kidnap and torture militia leaders to death. Your main job is arresting patriots, conservatives... and you torture them to get answers. So this is the new America, sir.
And today, on this morning, it's my last thing, I'll let you go, on the Conspiracy News Network, they had a commercial message on there from Kingdom Holding Company of Saudi Arabia and how wonderful it is that they're doing business with the globalists.
Nah.
Made me think.
Thanks for the call. By the way, I'm not joking about that. You talk to your neighbor, you know, you're the 1% that refuses to take the chip, refuses a thumb scan. You ask, hey, can you give me some food? And they go, I'm going to have to report you.
You're probably with those people blowing things up.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. Bush gets up on television yesterday and says the Patriot Act gives us more freedoms. We need to reauthorize it and expand it. Senator Hagel's running around saying we got to have a national draft to stop the terrorists. It's simple. Then the globalists carry out more terror attacks and say, see, we got to have more Patriot Act. See, we got to have more of a big fat draft. I mean, it's insane. And the so-called commission investigating the government comes out and Bush's polls go up because it's a big advertisement. Boy, we sure needed the Patriot Act. Bush did the right thing. It's not an independent commission. It was appointed by the open borders promoting gun-grabbing, big government, New World Order puppet George Bush. And I want to hear from you. Are you going to send your sons and daughters off to get their vaccines, off to get their depleted uranium quotient? I mean, is this what it's all about? Are you going to go along with this? I think all the neocons, they should saddle up and go to war. And where's Saddam? You know, the big boogeyman Saddam's gone now, but the Al-Qaeda's drifting around, and China's cracking down on their population because they think Al-Qaeda's there, and you know, Dick Cheney's warning them of Al-Qaeda. All these countries are using Al-Qaeda as the way to crack down on their population. And who created Al-Qaeda? The CIA. I mean, it's sick, people. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in Missouri. Dale, go ahead.
First off, Alex, my hat's off to you as the hardest working patriot I know. Second, I was delighted to find out the Selective Service Act was optional. Years ago, I heard from three families in the Indiana Baptist Temple. You remember that group? They were in the process, they were at the prosecution stage for not complying with Selective Service when they turned 18. And all that was required is Jerry Ritchie told them to write one sentence. The sentence said...
Speak up for me, please.
Sure. The sentence said, is, at their point, is Illinois a state as defined in the term United States in the Selective Service Act? And they never heard from them again. They just dropped it. So when my son turned 18, I did the same thing. I wrote him a letter saying, you're required to sign up for Selective Service. I wrote a letter back, and I said, I'd be happy to, but there is a question of jurisdiction. Please answer this question. Is Missouri a state as defined in the term United States in the Selective Service Act? I waited for a while. They wrote me back, and they said, well, yes, Missouri is a state. In other words, they sidestepped the question. And they said, we urge you to sign up. Never heard from them again. My son's 25.
It's all color of law, and then they'll selectively prosecute a few people to scare everybody else into going along with it. But no one should go because of the vaccines they're giving the troops, much less the depleted uranium, which their own top Pentagon scientist is sick from and says is killing the troops en masse, and they won't even let the troops have the training manuals written in 95 that admit all this. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Let's talk to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, go ahead. Good to have you on the show, Gary.
Okay. I didn't hear you there. Something cut me out.
Okay.
I'm sorry I missed you there earlier, Alex.
Well, you're now on the air, my friend. Good to talk to you.
Okay, you too, buddy. I want to watch you on George Norrie tomorrow night.
Yeah, you'll be listening to it.
Oh, listen, could you tell me what
you're
channel?
You're saying watch it. It's a radio show.
Okay, could you tell me what time that comes on?
Is Tennessee Central or Eastern?
Eastern.
Yeah, then you'll be able to hear it from 1 to 5 in the morning.
1 to 5. Will that be on my local channel that I listen to now?
I don't have your local affiliates in front of me, so I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I'd imagine you'd probably be able to listen to it on 3 or 4 radio stations.
Okay, I'll call my guy here in Maryville. Anyway, I've got two boys, two sons. It's 22 and 25, and I'll talk to them about it. You know, and it scares them to death. My wife passed away at 42, and it'd kill her. It'd probably kill her, knowing that. Well, I missed the draft back in Vietnam era due to my eye was put out when I was 4. I had to wear an artificial eye, and that kept me from going to the service in 71. But it sounds to me like it's a bad President Johnson rerun.
And how did they get us into Vietnam? Now the LBJ tapes have been released.
Yeah.
And the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. That was a staged event.
Right.
Fake terror attacks to get us into a war where 58,000 people died. And they made hundreds of billions in weapon sales, a nice political distraction to energize the left wing in America, just like this is going to energize the UN.
That's right.
And then give conservatives a bad name. This
right.
is all by design. Thanks for the call. John and Jim and Johnny and Kim and others, your calls are up next when we get back, and a lot of other key news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I just want to make it clear that if you don't hear me endorse something or say I believe in something, you hear some other patriot or so-called conspiracy theorist or tyranny fighter saying it, don't attribute it to me or you know, some of the, you know, quack products that are out there and some of the things that, that you know, the so-called truth seekers are out there up to and you know, all their weird little business deals that go on out there in the so-called patriot community. I'm about information. I'm about moving forward. I'm about exposing the New World Order and getting you to wake up and get involved, to stay hungry in the fight for freedom. That's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I was just thinking during the break. They lied to us about weapons of mass destruction. They planted fake news articles, fake letters from the troops, fake signatures. They lied about mobile weapons trucks. They lied about mass graves. They lied about uranium from Niger. They brought out 12-year-old graduate papers by college students and said they were secret documents. They did all this. And now they've gotten the big boogeyman, the former business partner of the Bushes, Saddam Hussein. And now they've arrested newspaper people and killed a bunch of reporters and arrested all the men in towns and the put them in FEMA camps run by Halliburton, who makes the money off of it. And now there's this big quagmire, and they say, we got to have a draft. We got to accelerate. We got to intensify this. We got to go along with this. And a lot of people are saying, man, all these, you know, all these baby boomers, they're not going to go for sending their children to the war. When the feds release smallpox, they are. Then we have the hysteria, the lockdown, the police state, the martial law that Nightline's promoting, and the government, the generals are telling us how good it is. After all that fear, then they will. They'll do anything. Just let me have my you know, my bank account. Let me have my, you know, my different mutual funds. Just let me have my Lexus. I'll give you my children. I'll do whatever it takes. Just I'll be your slave. And the more you give in, the more you go along with them, the worse it's going to get. You know, Bush says exporting jobs is good. That's a good part of our economy. Hamburger jobs is manufacturing now in America. You know, it's just they're actually on television and the radio and in all the big papers how every cop needs a microchip, every gun owner needs a microchip, all the young people need microchips. Sean Hannity says it's good. Don't let the liberals stop you if the liberals are against it. You know, just the psychology. The liberals, you know, turn in your guns or the liberals will get you. Open borders or the liberals will get you. You know, this is the new policy. This is the new spin that's so insane they put on things. Give in to world government or the liberals will get you, you know. Big government's good or you're a liberal. Just, they're actually saying they want to put chips in us. It's gotten that late in the game now. So we got lied to get into this war, and the lies were there beforehand. We documented it. Now we're in it. And now we're losing more troops a month than we were losing at the height of the Vietnam War. Did you know that? And they said we're going to be there for decades. And the war on terror isn't like Vietnam or the Cold War that just goes on for a while. They say this is a 100-year war. This is going to last generations. The war on terror, the foggy Al-Qaeda, it's never going away. And Al-Qaeda's linked up with the right-wing militias. See, that's how they're going to sick them on the white people. You know, they're using racism right now. People will go, yeah, get all them Arabs. Oh, don't worry, it's for you. It's for you, white America. It's for you, black America. It's for you, America. Every misdemeanor is an act of terrorism. It's all being designed for you. The Supreme Court's throwing out the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Circuit throwing out the Fourth Amendment. They're arresting people for absolutely no reason, coast to coast. They're attacking peaceful protesters. They're getting rid of the First Amendment. They're discussing shutting down websites and how it's needed. This is the new America, people. And the left and right are part of the same system working together for the elite. And you better wake up to the facts. Truth is stranger than fiction, and we're inside the New World Order right now. The good news is a lot of people are waking up. There's a lot of resistance. The globalists know it. So we better get the word out now. Our lives depend on it. And that goes for people that serve this system. Statistically, you're in more danger than we are. You are such fools. Go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Kansas. John, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm fine.
Fine. I'll tell you what, I appreciate your work, and you do it very well, but you must. And I know you are a religious man, and I am not a Bible thumper, and I'm not against any religion, but I believe you must get on fire for Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because these are dark and evil days. Now, to correct it, we need a foundation. As the same you would build a building. What is your opinion, sir?
Well, thank you for the call. You must not listen to the show very often. Because I don't really see where you're coming from. Some people say that there shouldn't be any news shows in the country, no newspapers, everything should be Christian. That is... I guess I shouldn't even read an Associated Press report. I mean, I shouldn't do a news show. I talk about the microchips. I talk about the New World Order. I make no secret of the fact that I'm a Christian. But please don't associate me with the establishment Christians saying this is a holy war. Take the microchip. Forced abortion in China is good. So I'm here trying to wake everybody up. And I have pastors on this broadcast. I stand up for the First Amendment. And we talk about the satanic New World Order elite from a news perspective, exposing it, then people can make their own decisions. I'm here to give people the knowledge. And so it's a little confusing. I occasionally get these calls, and they say, you need to get on fire for Jesus. And I usually ask, how long have you been listening? Oh, I've been listening a week. You know, you haven't really listened to the broadcast. So I like to stay focused on exposing the New World Order. You're absolutely right that if we were a moral country, we would be informed, and the fruits would be good families, strong local communities, a moral nation. And the sitcoms, the dramas, the movies, the video games are about murder, rape, incest, secret arrest, no Bill of Rights, torture. It's a mass mutation of the mind that's happening. We're being made to be wicked and evil now, so we will accept the darkness of the New World Order. And at the cellular level of our communities, being true Christians, following the Ten Commandments, asking God to guide us and come into our hearts, that is the way to turn things around. And I talked about that yesterday. I basically was praying on air yesterday. But it's not enough for you. Every bit of this show should be Bible verses and no news, no nothing. And you know, there's all these people sitting there who love the Patriot Act, who love Bush, say he's a great Christian, and they'll read the Bible to you all day, but they have no discernment. They don't even know what's going on. This is a news show. This is a broadcast about information. And if people check out the information, they'll put two and two together. So, you know, it was almost like you were like asking me the big question. You know, what's going on with you? What's going on with you, sir? I mean, if you've got Jesus in your heart, you're going to be wanting to warn people about evil. You're going to be wanting to fight evil. You're going to be wanting to get up there and stand up against Caesar. That's what the entire Bible and the prophets did. And the disciples, most of them were killed by government for refusing to follow their criminal orders. But they twist Romans 13 and say, submit and worship Herod. Submit and worship Caesar. Submit and worship Nero. Submit and worship Moloch. And I'm not going to do it. Well, we got to follow what the government says. Take the microchip. I'm actually hearing Christians say that. That's antichrist religion. But this is a... I stick to the news most of the time on this broadcast, so... get your own radio show, buddy. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller. Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. You're right on. I tell these people, they pray. I say, yes, pray, but you can't be ignorant and free. If you're a priest and you vote, you got to know what's going on. If you're a nun when you vote, you got to know what's going on. If you're a minister when you vote, you got to know what's going on. We prayed for Roosevelt, and he gave us World War II. Would you agree with that? Anyway... I checked out on this envelope. It came back from RIE 24505 Old Ferry Road, Spicewood, Texas.
Okay, you called a few days ago and
yeah.
asked about...
This came on the 14th. It was.
You know what? I got to stop you. I got to stop you right there. I want you to know something. We're not having a private discussion right now, Jim in Michigan. So you're going to need to start... Callers are going to need to start... You know, telling people what they're talking about. You start giving out a street address. Why don't you tell folks what you're calling about?
This is the IRE. This is the guy that put out the elite serial killers.
Robert Galen Ross. You called yesterday, and I meant to call him. And you say that it came back to you.
Both numbers are dead. And I sent this came back. It was stamped by the post office. 41304. It's got a sticker on here. No forwarding order on file. Now, I ordered his original tapes a year ago. He may have moved, and they only hold the 40 order for about 6 months, and then they don't even allow you to do it. They return it unless you put...
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate it, but I can't do customer service for someone I see about every 2 years that I've seen at a few conferences. I just can't refer... And I'll call and make sure he's okay. I meant to do that yesterday when you called, and I'll do that, Jim, okay? I like to talk about the draft here. I like to talk about how they say, give us the Patriot Act again or the terrorists are going to get you. I'd like to talk about, you know, all of this important news, the bombs going off in Saudi Arabia, bombs going off in Iraq. You know, this is very serious. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Hawaii. Johnny, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I noticed on your website you got a couple of links. One is of the about the bombs that went off the World Trade Center when the plane was flying into it, and it looked like it shot a missile into it.
Well, the key is that all these top airline people, pilots, have looked at it. They admit that no commercial plane has this weird pod on the bottom, and then that a missile clearly shoots out of it. And a lot of people have been now talking about this. And then the French news crew has the firefighters saying bombs were going off in the buildings. Yes.
Yeah, the other link is you have on there is about the eyewitness confirmation of a Flight 93 being shot down. Those two links are blocked where I work, and I work at a military facility. I thought you might find that interesting. Also, I reviewed your video last night of 911, and you can definitely see a flash right in front of that plane near the nose. Just before it hits. It's not anything from the engines or anything. And a plane doesn't have anything up there in that area that would cause a flash unless it was an attached something that was shooting out an object, which would be a missile, most likely. And it looked like it, and of course, it was shot just before the impact because I'm sure they didn't have any guidance whatsoever for it. And there you go. It was right there on your video. I had to go back and look at it, and I looked at it like 12, 15 times just to make sure.
Now, sir, going back to your first comment, normally an entire website is blocked, but you're saying at the facility, military facility you're at, you can't watch the video clips or you can't get to the pages?
I can't on your homepage when I go to those two links, our firewall is blocking it. And here they can selectively block different areas of web pages. Plus
well,
the
no,
entire
I mean,
web
yeah, this has been a bit, this has been in the news that, I mean, it's been in the news that, that they block porn, terror, hate, gambling, and hacking sites.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there's no profanity, there's no call to violence, 90% of it's mainstream news, legislation, documents, and they're so afraid of it that a lot of libraries, a lot of colleges, hundreds of major businesses, a major software that's sold, it's quote a filter, mislabels our site as hate and blocks it. And so, and a lot of people have internet service that does it, and you should drop your internet service if it's blocking our sites.
Yeah, it's not your whole site. It's just those two links on your homepage, which is very interesting that they selected those two to block. but that's a military for you, you know. One other thing you mentioned, Michael Savage, I listened to him in the past, and the guy has a few things that are good, but he preaches, and he's a cheerleader for this Homeland Security, the Patriot Act.
He says, I'm hurting. Everybody needs to watch their neighbors, arrest anybody that disagrees with the government, doing that's an act of terror.
Exactly.
And he'll say the right things on the border or other stuff,
mm-hmm.
but bottom line, he's pushing the globalist agenda.
And also martial law. He's for martial law. He's also for gay marriages, and he's pushing for even more restrictions. In form of Patriot Act modification to make it even more restrictive. He's all for that. You know, it's just amazing.
And that's the supposed conservatism, but again, he was one of the sickest, meanest, greebling beatniks of the 60s.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he was a beatnik right up to getting his radio show.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, these are cunning people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they brought down a whole generation of young people.
Yeah,
these were the leaders of the 60s.
Yeah,
and that's what the liberals always wanted. They talk about re-education centers. That's what the beatniks wanted. He's getting what he wants. This is how they're defeating us.
Yeah, and through the news media like Fox and the Alphabet channels.
Look at Fox supposed conservative TV. They have the worst family-destroying program. You know, Temptation Island, where they're all whores, basically.
Right,
getting people to cheat on their families. Going back to marrying with children. They always... Malcolm in the Middle, they denigrate the male role model, they build up the female as the leader, the man is bad, they have the most degenerate programming, family-destroying shows, TV shows about torture being good. They are there for mind control.
Yeah, their biggest one now is that American Idol. I don't let my kids watch that at all, you know?
Well, that's nothing compared to Threat Matrix on ABC or 24 on Fox, where every episode is torturing people, Secret Arrest is good, New World Order is good. Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you.
Good to hear from you in Hawaii. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was calling about the draft.
Yes.
And if they go to the age of 49, they would take all of my mom's 6 children, my two children, and another niece.
So they can't get your children in prison or in the psychiatric system or on welfare. They're going to get them in the draft. It's all about these modes of making us be wards of the state. They get the vaccines under it, the experimental ones. They get to breathe depleted uranium if they go to Serbia or Iraq. Isn't this nice?
We'll all be in the foxhole together. I mean, with he's military. He's active duty already. He's in Alaska now. We have other cousins. I mean, my parents are in their 60s. Who's going to be here to take care of them? Plus leave our children, our younger children here with her. That's like 12 grandchildren in her 60s that she would have to take care of herself. This is crazy. And then we hear about the little boy in Round Rock who walks in the library and sees a movie and says, hey, that's the bomb. And they expel him for terrorist threat. And that's just a slang term saying, hey, that's great.
Exactly. They're training us. You can't say the word gun even in a paper. It stay there. We'll talk more about it. It's mind control. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There's no question. The government openly wants national ID cards through the driver's license mandated, swiping them to buy and sell for your, quote, national sales tax. They admit Echelon, the NSA, through something called the Matrix system, will track everything we do. They'll take our children, put them into domestic service drafts here domestically, make you serve 20 hours a week community service even without a draft just to graduate from high school, make you be slaves of the government. They're openly saying we all need microchips. They're openly admitting there's tracker systems in all our cars. All the new cell phones for 3 years have satellite tracking in them. I mean, this isn't freedom, people. Your digital cable boxes track and watch what you watch. They have microphones in them. That's the Chicago Tribune a few months ago. I told you about it 3 years ago. I mean, this is what's happening. This isn't freedom. Talk show hosts saying we all need to go into camps isn't freedom. All the border stays wide open. And then they lie to us about Iraq, get us into the war, and say, okay, we're going to be there for 10 more years, and we're going to have a draft, and we're going to invade all these other countries. And by the way, if you don't like it, terrorists are about to blow stuff up. You better do what we say. Better give us more Patriot Act, or the terrorists are going to get you. Then they blow something up and say, see, we told you so. See, we told you so. Have to listen to the criminals, in many cases the murderers themselves, standing up there saying how much they love us. So, Kim, they got a bunch of new different drafts lined up for you. Now they're admitting that, yeah, they're going to try to pass them. There's been, quote, a rumor of the draft, they say, when there's 12 bills been introduced for 2 years. Don't you love this? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I called Lord Doggett today and got his assistant. And I asked him, you know, I said, will you please tell Lord Doggett I'm against the draft? And he said, which one? And I said, all 12. And he said, well, do you have a number for them? I said, well, no, I don't have the number. But I'm quite sure he knows about them.
Well, we've posted over and over again that every time we complain, they go, it doesn't exist. Here is the Associated Press. Here it is. Senator says U.S. may need compulsory service to boost Iraq force. Why shouldn't we ask all our citizens to bear some responsibility and pay some price? Arguing that restoring compulsory military service would force our citizens to understand the intensity and depth of challenges we face. We posted the bills many times, so...
It's ridiculous. Like y'all say, they're going to take our property. Well, if they do the draft, there's no one here to pay the property tax to protect the elderly from having the property taken from them.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. And it must just be terrible to have young adults that you brought into the world that you loved and nurtured and know that a giant meat grinder is yawning open for them. They treat our troops like total trash. Again, the depleted uranium people. Before I end this hour, just been wide open phones today. I got a bunch of other news coming up, masses of it, but this has been interesting, just taking your calls. We'll come back and talk to Walt and Ralph and Jeff and others. What do you think of the draft? What do you think I'm saying? You got to do more. You got to serve the government. You got to bear the responsibility. After they got us into this on purpose, and I said it would be a quagmire meant for a draft, and every time we complain, they're going to blow something up and say that some foreign terrorists did it when they're doing it. And if you want to find out how they're a bunch of murdering terrorists running the New World Order, you need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that film, Masters of Terror. It proves who's blowing up Oklahoma City, who attacked the World Trade Centers, how they got us into Vietnam, how Hitler blew up the Reichstag. You need to have these videos. Get them. They're $25.95, over 2 hours apiece. $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Get the videos. Start making copies of them. Handing them out to people. Putting them on Access TV so everybody knows who the real murderers are. If we don't do that, they're going to keep getting away with this. Blowing stuff up, posing as our saviors. 1-888-253-3139. They can't stop us if you take action and have the courage to face the facts. Just check out what I'm saying. You'll find out it's true. 1-888-253-3139 to order or online at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And the mailing address is there as well. Third hour, your calls, a lot of news, straight ahead. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.